This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, the prediction I made a month ago, in the days following the Christchurch massacre, where 40-plus people died at the hands of a lunatic who said he wanted to cause a global race war, he said he was creating a false flag to make people kill each other. And I said, but you watch, when the week of Easter comes, all over Europe, all over Asia, all over the Middle East, all over Africa, Christian churches will be burned and bombed, starting on Palm Sunday. And they will be shot up, and they will be brought to the ground. And you can actually pull it up. Just type in Alex Jones conspiracies after Christchurch, Media Matters, you name it, CNN. Jones claims that the media is overreporting on Christchurch, but will ignore supposed made-up bombings that Muslims are going to be carrying out. And then, of course, like clockwork, 800-plus churches have been burned in France or blown up this year alone. Thousands across Europe, hundreds across the Middle East. And there have been stabbings and bombings and shootings at churches all over the world. But you've got to go read deep into the local regional news to find it. Except in Sri Lanka, the most religious country arguably in the world after Tibet. 99% of the people living there believe in God. And they've only got a 9% Muslim population. But guess what? They had a good time today. Killed over 200 people. That's 400 times what died at Christchurch. Over 400 times. Oh, but guess what? It doesn't matter. Because even the BBC and Al Jazeera, the articles are up on Infowars.com, says it's Islamophobic, something made up by the Muslim Brotherhood. You're damn right I'm Islamophobic. Muslims have invaded the whole world. They always hit 10% and start bombing. It's their orders from Muhammad. Burning, bombing, stabbing, raping, kidnapping, when they hit the magic number, 10%. And Sri Lanka is now, according to the latest census a year ago, at 9.6. And Muslims breed faster than anybody else on earth. Their religion does. An average of over 5 kids. So you know the new census, when it comes out, will show about 10.5%. And right when they pass the 10%, bombings ensue. And then they push you out of the enclaves. They always target a smaller minority than them. They bomb that group. The Christians are only 7%. They're the smallest religion in Sri Lanka, and so they'll drive them out of the country, out of their neighborhoods, and then they'll move on to the next group. They'll move on to the next group. So that's how the operation works. It's a program. Like, you go to a play, and you open it up, and it's got 3 acts. You're like, oh, they're hitting 10%? Oh, no. The bombings will start, just like India. Got invaded 1,200 years ago by Islam. It was all Buddhist or Hindu. And now, the second largest religion is Islam. And the areas on the map, no non-Muslims allowed. Because it's the religion of liberalness and the religion of peace. So there's an exact blueprint. When they hit 10%, they start burning your churches down and burning your cars and raping your daughters and burning your country down. But it's okay, because it's liberal. And so there's been some reportage that 4 hotels got attacked, and churches and people dining and inside churches. And in fact, viewer discretion is advised. But when we come back, we're going to roll some of the footage of the aftermath. It's up on Infowars.com. People with their arms and legs and faces blown off for you. And then we're going to show you the dirtbags who've reportedly taken responsibility for it that the media is coddling. Oh, don't say their names or show their faces. It's Islamophobic. That's right. So just daily calls to prayer, everyone in solidarity with Muslims after what happened in Christchurch. Sure, that's fine. I agree. But now, not a word. Where are the Muslims decrying this attacks? Don't hold your breath.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Easter, Sunday, April 21st, 2019, and there have been churches burned and desecrated and bombed all over the world from Europe to Asia today. Hundreds and hundreds are dead. And only in the Sri Lanka case, because it's 400 times bigger than the Christchurch massacre, are you getting and seeing any reportage on this? Bombs detonating inside churches, inside hotels, splattering people all over the walls, blowing their arms and their legs off. Viewer discretion advised. If you're a TV viewer, remember we are a radio show, also simulcast on television on many TV stations across the country and at Infowars.com/show. But remember what I said over and over again when they were having calls to prayer, not just here but all over the world after the tragic New Zealand attack that killed 49 people. And we were hearing that Christianity and white people are inherently evil and the greatest terrorists and that Islam is peaceful. And I'm like, thousands of churches blown up a year, hundreds blown up a year in the Middle East, firebombed 800 plus bombed or burned down in France, and there's almost no coverage of it. And I said, you watch. You come Palm Sunday, right through Easter, there's going to be bombings and shootings and killings all over the world. And there were. But almost no coverage of it except for Sri Lanka because it was so spectacular. But just your run-of-the-mill, couple people shot, stabbed, church burned down. No coverage of that. I mean, we can show you hours of footage of crosses being torn down in Egypt and churches being blown up. This is what goes on. But, it gets worse. Al Jazeera, BBC, and others are saying that if you report the name of the alleged Sri Lanka suicide bomber, let's show folks a document cam shot of this evil-looking dude, that you're being Islamophobic because Islam did not do this. That's right. Islam is the religion of peace. Media downplay Sri Lanka Islamic bombing that killed 400% more people than Christchurch. Infowars.com. Get it out. See it for yourself. It's also on Newswars.com. Easier to spread that. It's not censored as much. A river of blood. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says several Americans killed in Sri Lanka Easter bombing massacre. Five Brits among 207 killed in Sri Lanka church and luxury hotel bomb attacks. Here's some of the last pictures tweeted out before these sweet families were blown limb from limb. How dare those evil Christians in peace, 7% of the population, live and breathe. They'll be pushed out of their areas soon enough. Bloody Sunday, Sri Lanka Easter Church. Oh, and remember, police, 875 churches have been burned or blown up or desecrated in 2018 alone, just last year, in France. Oh, but don't investigate Notre Dame, even though the architect that rebuilt it 10 years ago said, old oak doesn't burn like that. It's almost impossible to light. The carbon's all out of it. Anybody that knows about firewood knows that's true. An oak tree's been down more than 5 years. It won't even burn. But people don't seem to understand that. And there's a lot of witnesses that said some bizarre behavior was happening inside the church. But who knows? Maybe it's leftist. They caught a leftist philosophy professor with cans of gas inside St. Patrick's. Remember that? But that got almost no coverage. Had the lighters, had the gasoline sloshing out. And, of course, they have now charged him with planning to turn St. Patty's Cathedral into a Roman candle. You can also pull up maps online, again, of the religious makeup of Sri Lanka, one of the most religious nations in the world. And you can see, again, the last census, Muslims were approaching 10%, Christians approaching 7%. And you can notice that the Christians live right up against the Muslims and will now be pushed out by the sword following the edict of Allah. That is in the Quran. Everything inside the house of Islam is the house of Islam. No one will be tolerated. Outside the house of Islam is the house of war, the house of the sword, the house of submission or death. What do you think about that, my friends? We're going to open the phones up a little bit later to get your take specifically on all of this because it's critical. But I want to get into a nexus of stories when we come back that illustrate the globalist larger plans for depopulation. And the fact that the government is now announcing here in the United States, this is the Democrats, a project by law where you've got to pay a tax, a death tax on your body, because carbon's evil, that your body will be ground up and then put on crops to be eaten by humans. I'm not joking. Soylent Green has now been officially announced by, you can guess it, Washington State. Soylent Green is made out of people. But I thought I'd back up when we get to this little bit of history, because when I told the crew, they were pretty blown away by this. This is not the first time humans have been used for fertilizer. So what is old is new. And Malthus, the Malthusian that wants to exterminate everybody, he actually said this was a great idea. Of course, you know why. They had wait till I tell you the rest of the story. You can look this up. This is why history is so addicting. Once you start reading history, you don't want to read science fiction or stuff anymore because you realize that truth is stranger than fiction. That's going to be coming up. Also, we have a big report here. FBI arrests leader of armed group stopping migrants in New Mexico. 300-plus illegal aliens together, mainly men with small children, a lot of them kidnapped, it's admitted, that they use as token shields to get through. Well, the leader has been arrested. But see, it's not illegal to go down there as citizens and point out the illegal aliens and call the police. But the media is creating the illusion that it's illegal because the leader of the group reportedly had a felony conviction and had firearms on him. So you have to read the fine print at the bottom of the articles that he wasn't arrested for going down and stopping illegal aliens. He was arrested because he was a felon with a firearm. But see, they always create that illusion. And now all these border watch groups today had PayPal and banks ban them. That's how it works. Arrest the one guy, confuse the public while he's arrested, and then say, oh, all the groups are illegal. Put out a fake report that the FBI says the Proud Boys are a terror group. Never, the FBI never said it. They lose all their banking. They lose all their jobs. This is how the stampeding fraud works. We're going to get to that. Also, you knew it was coming. The Democrats are announcing plans to begin the process of new fake investigations to impeach the president. And if the president doesn't move against them, it's a dereliction of duty, A. B, they're all the ones who are in trouble and have committed all these crimes and ripped their eyeballs with foreign powers. So call the bluff of the Penguin, a.k.a. Nadler. and all these chicken neck crooks. I mean, you're not in the Democratic Party leadership unless you've sold out to China. Most of them have Chinese agents in their offices. It's just incredible. And again, I want to explain, the globalists use China to fence money through to then use the Chinese apparatus to control the West. So it's not just China. It's globalists allied with China are the trillion-pound gorilla that's on our back. But if we just realize it and say no to it politically, it's game over. Then I saw more studies came out today. I looked them up. There they are. Record exodus. If you think there was an exodus out of California and an exodus out of New York and an exodus out of New Jersey and an exodus out of Maryland and an exodus out of D.C. and an exodus out of all these leftist-controlled cesspits, it's now a full breakneck race for the exit stampede of biblical proportions. And what is that going to mean? 40%+ of people living in those areas said they plan to move in the next year. I mean, the left just ruins every country, every nation, every city they control.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information war. It's Alex Jones. Now you're sending me a child's eyes. You better look at some brother. Hide what you have to hide. And tell what you.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us on Easter 2019. Always a good family Christian holiday. One of my family's favorites. Great stories from my grandparents. Great times on Easter with them. They're all gone, but our religion, our God continues on. Our faith, our spirituality. And it really makes me angry that as a newsman, I look at probably 500 articles a day. I probably read 50 articles a day or more. I probably watch 100 clips a day or more. And I even get mad at myself because I'll just see buried in like international news streams a stabbing, a shooting, a bombing, a church burned down. I mean, hell, Muslims blow churches up in Latin America. They're busy beavers. And they always do it when they know a bunch of real faithful are going to be there. And so you got a bunch of nonviolent Christians just going to church with their grandma and some piece of crap shows up, whether you're in Europe or whether you're in Asia, or whether you're in the U.S., and they blow you and your family up, and then it's just a blip on the radar screen. But boy, 40-something Muslims get gunned down by a lunatic leftist who said he wanted to cause a global conflagration, like Helter Skelter, like Charlie Manson killed Sharon Tate and all that, to cause a race war. They were going to blame black people. That's a false flag. He got caught. Why do these leftists keep wanting to do this? The point is, the media attacked me and said, Jones falsely claims, PolitiFact checked this, Jones claims that Muslims blow things up. We all know Obama said that's not the true religion of Islam, and so those are not Muslims. They wave a magic wand of mind control. And it's disgusting. And so 200-plus people are dead. The number's climbing. And that's just in Sri Lanka. By the way, why do you think, let's put a global map up just south of India, in the Indian Ocean, you've got a place that was 100% Buddhist and Hindu until about 1,000 years ago. And guess who showed up in pirate ships with slave trade? And guess who showed up and would also kidnap the women from there and then ship them and sell them all over the world? Oh, our little friends. Here, look how far away Saudi Arabia is. Look how far away Egypt and Sudan are. By the way, they used to all be Christian. Not anymore. They all got taken over, too. And then the little friends on their ships come right over and start taking India over and start taking Sri Lanka over. But let's go more to the east. Our little friends, this is for TV viewers, continued on around and launched invasion forces in what's Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam. Oh, by the way, those groups, those countries were all pretty much nonviolent tribes because there was plenty of land and populations hadn't gone up that high yet. Vietnam had some wars with China by that time. The only reason they developed a military, so hard to beat, they've been invaded so much by China. You think there's any Muslims in Vietnam? No, not tolerated because do the Vietnamese tolerate Christians? Oh, they love it. In fact, they're becoming, because Sri Lanka, Christians all get along with Buddhists. Everybody's as happy as pigs, and you know what? And you can go all the way into the South Pacific 1,000 years ago, and all those places that were headhunters, well, they converted to Islam too. Until by the time Captain Cook had discovered Australia and, what was it, Hawaii to boot, if memory serves. He couldn't find Hawaii too, I think it was him. By the time he got there, they were already converting, trying to convert the natives to Islam. The Muslims had already been there. And they don't play games. They kill you if you don't join them. And they constantly kill each other, the Shiites and the Sunnis. Yeah, there's a big globe. Let's put the big globe up there. All over the world, like spores, just going on and invading and attacking Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines. Why? Just type in churches bombed in the Philippines. There's whole islands taken over. Thousands dead in the last 6 months. Just type in terror attacks Philippines. I mean, it won't be on your nightly news, but you can find all the articles. Crucifying people upside down, blowing up churches. A whole bunch of the islands have been taken over. We can just continue around the globe and see all the places. Oh, let's go up to Japan or China. Why is there 0% Muslims in Japan? Because the Japanese know how to read a book. They know how to read history. And they're like, we Christians, you can come in. Buddhist, obviously. Anybody else? Just Islam? No. It's outlawed. It's outlawed. It's outlawed. It's outlawed. Oh, but the Japanese don't like having retarded kids either. So they restrict vaccines till age 2 now. Oh, sorry, nothing. You know, the Japanese, they're pretty smart. Not one of them. But again, my issue is I tried to stop the invasion of the Middle East. I tried to stop the clash of civilizations. I knew the globalists planned this whole caliphate and one world government movement. But I knew going into the Middle East would only stir it up. That was a larger plan. Not fight them over there. It's not to fight them over here. And now you see Europe lowering its defenses. You see the UN pushing the invasion. But just remember, you're not going to see any crying or whining by the news. You're not going to see any like in New Zealand, where the whole national and state and local police force donned burqas. Women donned hijabs, and they all went to call to prayer and bowed to Allah and bowed towards the pet rock at Mecca. They did everything to say, we're all guilty, we're sorry, a crazy person from another country somehow got in here illegally with a bunch of illegal guns and did this. And we're just all guilty, we're sorry, Islam. You're such a religion of peace. We apologize. And it was on every news channel for 3 weeks. And it was the reason that Candace Owens had to be called before Congress and accused of being a white supremacist because the guy put her in his manifesto, obviously as a troll. And he said it was a troll. So just remember that. When a Muslim gets killed, it's all of our faults. And we all should decry it and say it's wrong. You know what? I did say it was wrong to go in there and kill those people. It's wrong to act like the jihadis. It's wrong to act like them. And it's wrong to fund the Arab Spring like Obama did. But you know what? I want to hear CARE, the big Islamic group in this country, and I want to hear the Muslim Brotherhood. I want to hear them come out, and I want to hear them decry the bombings. But you won't hear it from Ilhan Omar. She said, oh, we had some people that did something, and the crowd laughs, rubbing it in our face. Hey, lady, go back to Somalia where you have no rights and you're a slave. No, you'd rather come here and piss in our face. That's what you do. You'd rather come here and make fun of us and laugh at us and all the rest of it. No, I don't see any of the Muslim groups. Where is it? I searched today. Decrying the Islamic attack and saying, that's not Islam. That's not who we are. No. You'll only hear mainstream media saying that. You'll only hear our corporate trader media telling you, you better not talk about the bombings because you Christians deserve to have you and your children killed because the left hates Christians.
My Leaps and My Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, every time I think that I've said it all about Islam and that tirade you just heard against hypocrisy and lies and this evil invasion that the globalists are orchestrating by a religion whose ethos is conquering you by the sword, whose founding documents are put everybody to the sword, sell their women into sex slavery. And there's about to be 3 billion Muslims. There's 1.8 billion right now. And here we are on Easter with bombings all over the world, stabbings, shootings, 800-plus churches in a year blown up or burned down in France, and then there's barely even news of it. Or if you question, could this be arson of Notre Dame? well, you're an evil person, and even Fox News bans you. If you're a federal official from France or the head of the Catholic League, and now the head architect who helped rebuild it, update it 10 years ago, says there's no way that oak burns like that when it's 900 years old. And I walked back there during the break, and I was talking about how they're blowing up all these current churches, blow up a bunch of churches and hotels today in Sri Lanka, where Christians were having lunch or worship services. And they're like, yeah, look at Syria, all those Roman ruins they blew up, or all the Buddhist temples in Asia that have been blown up. Or, I mean, that's what happens. They don't just take you over and make you submit. They then destroy all the art and all the culture. And that's why they had Muslim professors and Muslim leaders last week saying, I love seeing Notre Dame burn. I hate France and your country sucks and Christianity sucks. And they've always got the apologist Muslims. Oh, no, it's the same Abrahamic religion. We believe in Jesus. That's why we want to blow all the churches up as fast as we can. And there's new articles up on Infowars.com. It's 11 at night over in England. But our great Paul Joseph Watson has written, alleged Sri Lanka suicide bomber. We're going to play some video and audio of him saying this here in a moment, even though it's in some other foreign gibberish. Anyone who disagrees with Muslims should be killed. Extremist statement went unnoticed. So he's over in Sri Lanka. Turns out he went to a buffet, had a big dinner, and reportedly launched all this. And he's saying, anyone who disagrees with Muslims should be killed. Well, hell, in London, they have the Muslims out at the Speaker's Corner with signs saying that. They allow Muslims to set up harems and sex trade with small children that they kidnap because it's their religion. Federal judge ruled last year, no, it was this year, that Muslims are allowed to cut their daughter's genitals off. Their clitorises. Thank God Islam didn't know about science, or I guess they go after the G-spot. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, God put that there for a reason, not for these guys to cut it off, and not here in America. But that's how insane all of this has gotten. And I'm not going to sit here and put up with this crap anymore. I mean, look at this bozo the clown, inbred mental patient person. There is a Muslim guy that's a good guy that criticizes it. It's Imam Muhammad Tawahidi. I want to get him on. He was the guy that warned that Muslims were going to run people over with trucks in New York and were saying it at a mosque particularly. When Paul Watson wrote about it the day after the guy ran over everybody in New York, it was the number one story on Twitter, and they had congressional hearings about it with Twitter and said, Paul Watson put out fake news that a Muslim attacked New York and yelled Allah Akbar, and that there was a imam that warned of it, Imam Muhammad Tawahidi. And the Twitter individual said, yes, we took it down at lunch. You're right, it's fake. He yelled Allah Akbar. This imam did warn. There are some Muslims that warn about it. But then he got banned. Paul's tweet got deleted. Because you can't tell people that people are running you over with cars and trucks screaming Allah Akbar. Because you'd wake up. Because you'd do something. Here, let's play some of this guy just days ago over in Sri Lanka saying, we're going to kill everybody. Here it is.
Muslim Nagiripan. அல்லது முஸ்லிம்களுடன் ஒப்பந்தம் செய்த மனிதனாக இருப்பான் அல்லது கொல்லப்பட வேண்டிய மனிதனாக இருப்பான். மார்க்க பார்வை இப்படித்தான் மார்க்கம் பிரிக்கும்.
Let's hit pause again. By the way, this fellow, if you're a radio listener, he has an image of a blood splattered wall behind him. And remember, he's a Al-Qaeda sympathizer. He's a Sunni. And he says, we're going to kill you. And we're going to blow you up. We're going to murder you. And we're coming. And you're going to pay. Because we're going to follow the Quran. And when they do, Al Jazeera and BBC say, this is not Islam. None of this has happened. Now, we're going to play a report when we come back. One of Greg Reese's most powerful. He's been working on for about a week. Ahead of Easter. Because he's a Marine, a patriot, and a historian himself. And he knew there was bombings coming today. So he had this report done for you. But was waiting for the bombings today to finish it. So, see, he could voice this a week ago about the tragic bombings of Islam on Easter. And then just the bombing came, and he just put it on the end. So that's how we know. It's like clockwork. Oh, let me see. I don't know. They're going to bomb people on Palm Sunday. They're going to burn stuff down. Okay, that happened. Okay, they're going to blow stuff up on Easter. Okay. Oh, it's like ping. the toast pops out, but instead, boom, a bunch of churches get blown up. And then some weird, bug-eyed, crazy person. The reason I say that is, in Islam, you can marry your sister and your brother. And there are 7.5 billion people on this planet. Muslims account for 1.8 billion. And there are big studies coming out, and they've tried to block them at the UN because it's called racist. Islam's not a race, it's a religion. You have white members of Islam, you have black members, Hispanic, Asian. They have the highest rate of deformity and account for more than half the planet's deformities. And you know what happens with inbreeding? Mental illness, schizophrenia, paranoia. Look at the British and German royal families. They all inbred and were crazier than you know what. So that's the problem, is we've got a bunch of inbred crazy people that for like 1,400 years have been invading the whole planet, and only when they pushed into Germany and Germania and almost overran Poland and Hungary and Romania, and there were hundreds of thousands killed, did finally, after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years and over 100 invasions, and most of Spain was taken, only then did England and the Norse and others in France, because the Vikings had taken France over, said, we better go do something about this, boys. And they went in there and pushed them all the way out of Eastern Europe, all the way out of Serbia, all the way back to the Middle East. Now, never got Constantinople back. It's called, you know what it's called, right? The capital of Turkey. It used to be called Constantinople. It's called Istanbul. And they have tour guides that teach you, look at the great Islamic architecture. It's all Christian churches that they tore the crosses off and put their moons up on. So there's groups saying, we're coming to get you. It'd be like if aliens arrived from deep space in flying saucers and broadcast, we are going to conquer your planet and kill all of you. And everybody, oh, we're going to submit to you then. Gosh, I better be part of that. Thank you. Thank you. Not fighting back the cuck dimension. The chicken you know what dimension. I am not in the cuck dimension. And I'm not putting up with it. And if Muslims want to have a reformation and get out of this and stop all this, that's great. But I'm not going to sit here on Easter and put up with this garbage. When we come back, Greg Reese's report is very powerful. Then I'm going to stop talking about this for now because I've kind of gone too far here. The full video report that you need to share is on NewsWars.com. InfoWars.com is great, but they censor it more on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You're able to share NewsWars.com a lot better. And PrisonPlanet.com. So it's also posted there. Go to NewsWars.com and say, it says, watch Jihad in America and the History of Islam. And get that video out and send it out to everyone you know on Easter. Because it's powerful and needs to be seen. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Paul's launched his site that I've encouraged you to do that's excellent, Summit.News. I don't know if this is up there because Paul totally runs that site alone. I knew Paul needed something of his own. For like a year, I said, do your own thing. He's done it. He's working even harder. As I predicted, you have done well. So when we come back, I'm going to finish up with this, and then I'm going to get into the really big news. I'm going to tell you about when we come back. There's so much to cover. Whatever you do, spread the links, NewsWars.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for auto ship. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Central weekdays, I'm here. Then I'm back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, the David Knight Show. Owen Schroyer, weekdays, 3 p.m., The War Room. Going to add some new shows next month or so. Be ready for that. And remember, only you can get around the censors. Tell folks what the local station you're listening to, the local TV station. Support the local sponsors and spread the links via your email, via text message, via word of mouth. You are Paul Revere. Care if you're black, white, old, young, from an Arabic background, from an African background, from a Middle Eastern, Russian background, from Asian background. It doesn't matter. As long as you love liberty, that's what matters. And I'm not going to sit here with the left being apologists for radical Islam and expansionist Islam on Easter. I'm exposing it. But I said I'd take calls. I'm running out of time. I only have an hour left after this segment. And I've got to get to the fact that they're bringing Soylent Green to the United States. Yes, Soylent Green, eating people. This is mainstream news. I'm going to be getting to that. We're also going to continue here. I'm going to get into Democrats' move to begin the impeachment of the president. We're going to break down the different angles of that. The left fleeing their own blue cities and areas and bringing the curse of leftist garbage to us. They don't learn to stop it. That's coming up. Taxpayers fleeing Democrat-run states for Republican ones, but then bringing their leftist pestilence with them. Escape from New York. That's what the New York Post calls it. That's coming up. And obviously, we'll intro that segment with Escape from New York, the great John Carpenter film. Now, we'll then also get into the Soylent Green story and how it ties into something even more important that gives you, in my view, the big picture. And a lot of other stuff. I've got so much news here, it makes my head spin. And Mueller was confronted in the parking lot. We've got a bunch of clips here that we're going to be getting to. But the first thing I wanted to finish up with this hour is this Greg Reese report that is a real action item and that I hope you'll share with everybody you know, because it's very, very, very important. Jihad in America and the history of Islam. Greg Reese, here it is.
Islam is an ideology based on the teachings of the Quran and the Hadith. While it is taught that the Quran is the literal word of God as taught by the Prophet Muhammad, we know that it was written after Muhammad died. It was assembled and officially released during the first three caliphates by a priest class of Islamic warlords. Curiously, several of the symbols chosen to represent Islam were prominent symbols in the Roman Catholic Church, such as the Babylonian symbol for Baal, the all-seeing eye, the seal of Melchizedek, and the Virgin Mother. A good Muslim is expected to accept the Quran and the Hadith as the word of God, and to emulate Muhammad as the perfect man. And as you study these books to learn how Muhammad lived his life, you will learn that the great prophet was a slave owner, a spousal abuser, a pedophile, and a polygamist. The Quran will teach you to fight and enslave all non-believers, and to never be friends with Jews or Christians. The Quran will teach you that going to war against Jews and Christians is virtuous, and that war is deceit. According to Islam, lying to non-believers is a virtue. Lying is such a virtue in Islam that there are four different varieties taught. Taqiyya, for example, is a lie to advance the cause of Islam by gaining the trust of non-believers. When Muhammad died, the Islamic priest class made it their priority to subjugate all Muslims, to murder, rape, and enslave the non-believers, and establish severe Islamic law in every land on earth. Over the next 1,400 years, millions of Christians and Jews were taken as slaves. Judeo-Christian societies were destroyed and replaced with Islam. When Rome finally retaliated, they ultimately failed to take back the Holy Lands. The Crusades were brief and mild compared to the Islamic caliphates, and yet, most Americans hear all about the Crusades, but nothing about the Islamic caliphates. We are often told there is no such thing as jihad. This should be alarming to anyone outside of Islam. The Islamic ideology of conquest has inspired other monsters in history. When the KKK was reformed in 1915, it was modeled after Islam, and their doctrine was named the Quran, which according to clan traditions means Quran. During World War II, the Nazi SS converted to Islam and aligned themselves with the Muslim Brotherhood. With much help from Barack Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated the Democratic Party in America. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Keith Ellison identify themselves with Islam. They were sworn into Congress using the Quran, which means they can legally lie to the American people so long as it benefits Islam. They are openly aligned with organizations that support seeing Islamic law practiced in America. Challenging American freedom from within, these elected representatives attack Christians and Jews while scolding American citizens as racists and Islamophobes if we dare question their loyalties. Those who understand Islam can clearly see that jihad has come to America. In a 2011 poll,
24% of Muslims believe that military attacks against civilian non-believers is justified. Moderate Muslims claim the Quran is misunderstood and that inspiring jihad is not its purpose. But the difference between a religion that accidentally inspires mass murder and one that deliberately inspires mass murder is meaningless. Islam will never stop. And eventually, the need to defend our American way of life will outweigh the fear of being called racist. The question is, will it be too late? For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Greg Reese, ladies and gentlemen, is really kicking ass, and that is such a true report. And you can argue, well, Islam's had some golden ages and some leaders that were more altruistic, and that's been true. But when people go back to the original, seminal, orthodox work, it's expansionist. And it expanded in the jihad to take over the West and got pushed back during the Crusades. And then under the Ottoman Empire, it expanded again all over the world. And then it, again, bet the farm in World War I, lost that. And so Islam is the dominant force on the planet right now. Most Christians have fallen away. Leftists are allied with Islam. We don't have a lot of hope unless we're honest with ourselves about this. And that's what this comes down to. And some people, I was going to take calls today, but I'll do it tomorrow. People I know have called in and said, hey, you know, I'm a Muslim. You've had me on, or I've been a Muslim. And some people that, you know, that I know, they're smart. And they said, you should really, you know, counterbalance some of this. Because, you know, the CIA has been caught funding a lot of radical Islamic groups and terror. Yeah, I know that. The leftist globalist arm of the CIA, exactly. For a larger clash of civilizations. I understand that's going on. But long before the CIA existed, Islam was expanding. And so the left wants the most radical form of Islam that there can be because they believe that's more expansionist. It's like sharpening your sword. And that's the fact. And yes, Albert Pike, the founder of the KKK, supported Islam, and the KKK is modeled after Islam, and Hitler said he loved Islam over all religions and hated Christianity. I've read Hitler's own writings, okay? You can go read Mein Kampf, you can go read his damn speeches. So, I mean, when you got the left loving you and Hitler loving you, you got a problem. You got a big, big, big problem. So I stand with Martin Luther King and George Washington and Jesus Christ. I don't stand with the KKK, which is a damn devil cult, which is the Democratic Party. All right, I have not plugged this whole hour. We're listener supported. We've got 50% off all the T-shirts, once a year, apparel sale, ball caps. Whether it's a Molon Labe shirt or whether it's a Don't California My USA shirt, they're all there. Without your support, we won't be here. A lot of big sales are up there that are about to end. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get that video on Infowars.com by Greg Reese and share that sucker. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with something I haven't told you about yet. It's particularly informative. Oh, yes.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.